Today, September 13, is Are You Okay Day. It's a day to do something about preventing suicide. Today is the day to ask a mate, are you okay? Because a conversation could change a life.
Hello, welcome to the Catch Up. Thank you for streaming. It's a special one today because it is Are You Okay Day. It's a day designed to keep conversations going, get in touch with your friends, make sure everything, you know, in their life is going okay.
And we had some really heartfelt conversations today, particularly starting with Lindsay, whose son suicided about a month ago.
Just a very, very sad story and an important one to hear, and one from Paul too, who had a more positive outcome.
And the other thing is, Robin, you said if people say, no, I'm not okay, it's how to keep that conversation going. You gave some good advice, and so did a caller called Ron.
Yeah, there's some heartbreaking stuff in there. There's also some really hopeful stuff as well. And if it triggers anything in you listening to this catch-up, then 13 11 14 is the number for Lifeline. They're always available to have a chat.
The Big Breakfast with Marto, Robin and the Moon Man.
A mate of mine had a tough time recently, and I'd like to put him on because if it helped save one other young bloke from going through what his son's been through, it may be a great assistance. Lindsay from Burpengary, meet Robin and Moon Man, mate.
Hey, Lindsay.
How you going?
Hey, Lindsay. What's happened with you?
My eldest boy committed suicide. It would be a month on this Sunday.
How old was he, Lindsay?
18, he was.
This is the young bloke I told you guys about who played in one of our footy teams for a couple of years, and he's very, very well known out around Redcliffe, Burpengary, Caboolture, great family.
Yeah, it's Marto, you can never replace it, and you never want anyone to go through it. And I just, and it was unforeseen. It was the day that I'll never forget it. And you think that, when you raise a child, that you know a lot, but you know bugger all. And that's the only thing I get out of it. And you're just left to pick the pieces up now.
Lindsay, all of us are parents, and we just can't even imagine your pain. How are you keeping going forward?
It's worse in the morning, about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you go into a sleep, like you're waking up from your sleep. I start early anyway. Well, I've got other two to think about.
Yeah, you've got to keep going.
Maddie's been really strong. He's been at school. He played games of football, and he's been the stronger out of all of us. And I've got to watch him.
Yeah, do, mate.
Lindsay, tell us as much or as little as you want to, but by you talking, you will help other people. And
Robin, you helped me. You helped me get through without you knowing. A month before. 3 weeks before you made a point on the radio of how you felt.
If you ever for a minute think that what you're doing is better for your family, hear my words. It is absolutely awful.
I feel the same. I feel angry. I feel ripped off, whatever you want to call it, but that's the way I feel at the moment, because I don't think he had all the help, as much help as I could give him, and his mother, give him, and his brother, and everybody that went to the funeral, what I know of, and he never asked.
No, they don't.
Did you spot anything, though, Linz? Like, you know.
Nothing, mate. I put it down. There was no sign at all, Marta. Nothing. You know, you put a lot of it down to teenage stress. You put, bits and pieces, you put that down to teenagers. But even his mates, no signs from his mates.
And
Sorry.
No, Lindsay, all I'll say to you is I cry for you because I know what's ahead and I know how hard it is. But this is a great chance. You've been brave enough to come on the radio. What do you want to say? Because potentially on a day like today, you can save other kids' lives.
Righto, as a parent, and I said this to you, Marto, and I've said to everyone, and I hug every one of his mates. I hug every one of them. I used to hug Josh and Matthew from born, and they used to push Josh especially used to push you away.
Yeah,
I say hug your kids. I used to ring him every day. At times we argued about stuff that I thought was right as a parent. The other thing is to talk. If you've got a problem, talk. There's heaps of help. And it just leaves too much grief behind. You're gone. There's grief behind.
And after only 1 month, it's so fresh. But, Lindsay, just know as time goes on, it's not your fault.
No, that's hard. That's hard, Robin.
Yeah, I know.
Because you're given that responsibility and you hold him up. It's hard.
Linz, I've watched you for many years, mate. You're a success as a parent. This has got nothing to do with how you were a parent. You know that.
Yeah. I'd just like to thank everybody from both the Dolphins Rugby Union
yep.
and all the community around Caboolture, the school, the Redcliffe School, the GoFundMe page. If I don't get to thank everybody, it's very much appreciated to Matt and Karen, my wife. Report card doesn't read well.
Yeah. Oh, mate, hey, and thanks. It's been hard. It's hard for us. It's hard for
Jeez.
You. Thanks for today, mate. You know what? There's people you and I will never meet that you talking to us today has helped.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
Keep okay. talking, Lindsay. Keep reaching yeah. out. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Look after Karen and Maddie, mate.
Will do.
Thanks, bye. Lindsay.
Bye.
If you or someone you know is struggling and needs help, 13 11 14 is the number for Lifeline. Big Breakfast on Triple M.
Even when you get the courage to say, are you okay, it's the conversation that happens afterwards that can be quite difficult.
All right. I had a situation recently where a friend of mine contacted me and I'd knew him through Triple M, etc. Contacted me and said, I might need some help with my son. And in fact, I won't tell his story. I'll let him tell it. Paul, how are you, mate?
Oh, g'day, mate. How are you?
Do you mind telling the story to these guys just about your young bloke who's thankfully as well?
Yeah, well, he was a gifted young footballer and through a couple of bad injuries. He had about 18 months to close to 2 years off, but he couldn't work. He had a couple of starts with apprenticeships and got put off both times at the end of his probation period because of downturn at work. He had a relationship go wrong where he thought everything was going right, and his girlfriend turned up at our place one day. She said, that's it, I'm leaving.
Frustrations. You thought this was going to happen, yeah, but it didn't happen the way you thought it was, and next thing you know, I'm no good.
So he was feeling bad about himself?
Yes.
And then what?
And then it got to the stage where he says, look, all my friends are leaving for overseas trips. They've all got money. They've all got trades or professions. And I said, what am I doing with myself? I'm just a burden to everybody.
Oh.
And it came a time 2 weeks ago, I found something in my front yard that I never ever want anyone to have to see again.
What did you find, Paul?
Well, without saying it, you know, it involved a tree and rope, so, you know, that
that's where, now I spoke to you soon after that, Paul, and I had tears in my eyes that day, mate, so.
Well, I've got him again now. Yeah. Hopefully we've got him on the right track. He's got... Yeah, he's got a few things to look forward to, hopefully, but it's not over yet.
And how far away do you think he was? It was going to happen...
About 3 feet.
Oh, really? You literally just stopped him in the act?
Yes.
Oh, Paul.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Yeah. What do we take out of this? Because this is where we are. We're at Are You OK Day, and mate, I hope everything's fine with the young bloke. What do you reckon we should all take out of this, Paul?
Stay close to your kids. Keep an eye on what they're doing. It doesn't matter how old they are. You know, they're still going to be your kids. Just talk to them. You know, keep talking to them. Even if you pester the hell out of them, talk to them. His words to me were, if I didn't love you so much, I could have done this weeks ago.
Wow.
And that's important, to, you know, that people, everybody needs somebody. The thing that recurs with people who have survived suicide is they think they're doing the world a favour, that the world's better off without them, and they couldn't be more wrong.
Robin, could you just repeat those words? I'd never heard them until a couple of months ago when you said them to me. It's the people who left behind.
Oh, the people who left behind from suicide. You never, ever, ever, ever get over it. And I think, yeah, I mean, don't make me cry, but the repercussions to family members. No, it's fine. We've got to talk about it. And people get frightened because they get scared of the emotion. But, Paul, where is your son at now? You said you've got professional help.
Yes. Starting the process of counselling with mental health professionals. The hospital have been terrific.
Good one.
Do you think, I mean, you know, I remember being told this often that you've got to say to young men, there are always moments. So there are moments when it's terrible, but there'll always be better moments. There will always be a time when you'll feel a lot better if only you can reach past that. Do you think he realises that?
Oh, for sure. He said himself that he's been in and out of these troughs for 9 years since his football finished. And, you know, credit to him that he's been able to pull himself out of these situations without any help. The biggest thing for me was me telling him that he'd have to go and tell his grandfather what he was about to do. And I think that sort of jolted him into a little bit of a reality check.
What strikes me, Robin, from your experience and listening to you talk about it, is there's one legacy from a suicide, and that is why. People are just always asking why.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Why usually becomes apparent after. Yeah. And that's just not acceptable.
It's too late then.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Paul, thanks for sharing, mate. I hope it helps everybody.
Oh, look, guys, thankfully helped Marta and you in particular. Robin, you're a strong woman. Keep your head up, eh?
Yeah, you too, Paul.
Yeah, well, it's all about starting that conversation. It can be the hardest thing you ever do, but it's the most important thing you'll ever do. Beyondblue.org.au, they do wonderful work. And, of course, Lifeline, ready to take your call, you or someone you know, 24-7. So that's 13 11 14 for Lifeline. It's the Big Breakfast on Brisbane's Triple M.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, mate, you've rung us. What did you need?
Well, I've rung you just to say that this Are You OK is really a vital thing.
Wow.
Look, I'm already welted up. Sorry, guys. Just last Friday, I get a phone call from my cousin down in Melbourne advising me another one of our younger cousins has taken her life due to depression. And, I mean, sorry, guys, but this is so close to home.
Yeah, that's right.
And I really appreciate what this is all about, because I myself do talk to friends when I haven't heard from them or haven't seen Facebook posts from them and say the same thing. I just wish somebody had gotten to my little cousin and said the same thing to her. So Are You Okay? You're doing the right thing. Everybody get behind it. Show support to one another, no matter even if nothing's wrong. Just ask the question. You never know. You may save somebody's life.
How old was this poor young woman,
Ron? She was under 40.
Mm. No.
Ron, you know about today, like they're saying this is the day where you ask, are you okay? But it's supposed to be the initiator of every day.
Check on everyone. It's not just today, people.
Mm.
Do yourself a favour. If you don't see a post or you don't hear from your friends and you know something might be wrong, ask that question.
Keep the conversation.
Are you okay?
And, Ron, the other thing is that I think is really interesting is that it's not just that question. It's the continuing questions after that. Because if someone does say no, then you've got to keep being in that moment with them and getting through to the end product of saving their life.
Yeah, well, that's it. Unfortunately, my little cousin, we can't save her life, and now I'm having to fly down to Melbourne for the funeral early next week. But like I say, Are You Okay? It needs to be discussed every day, and as you mentioned there, not just Are You Okay? Continue on with the conversation and find out and help.
Ron, even you ringing us today has helped people you don't even know about, mate, so thank you very much.
No problems, guys. Let's do it for everybody. Let's keep in touch with our friends and our colleagues and cousins and uncles and aunties and ask that question if we feel it.
Thank you, Ron.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ron.
The Big Breakfast with Marto, Robin and the Moon Man.